Welcome to Truman's Matrix. A podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world. A production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. Where you don't know who's watching who, or who's controlling you. All right, it is time to take a look at something, I'd say, on the dark side, maybe on the cold side. Cold or hot?
It'd definitely be cold.
Cold, yeah. In fact, it's even too cold to be on the moon. They never thought of that thing. But anyway, let's talk about Truman's Matrix. Life on Mars? Well, who do we have here? Looks to me like we've got Mr. Elon Musk sitting there in the picture.
Yep.
That's pretty good you came up with that. I gave you the topic and you put him right there. So here he is. Let's go to the article.
I gotta tell you, I found that one of his best meme makers actually put that one together.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because
I found it on Twitter, so.
It actually ties to this whole case, this whole article that we're going to talk about tonight.
Yes.
So here we go. Let's have some fun. It's Truman's Matrix, the weird stuff. Elon Musk wants to go to Mars, and he wants your help. That's right. You know, some people might say, well, Elon can just go to Mars. Well, yeah, he does. He wants to. Mm-hmm. He wants to get enough money, and even the richest man in the world, or one of those in existence, doesn't have enough money to build what he believes is entirely possible, a livable colony on Mars. I really like Elon, but I think he's, I don't know about this. He was inspired, he said, by the Apollo 11 mission. That tells you something right there. Okay, welcome to Truman's Matrix. We're not going to explore if we think it's even possible or not to go to Mars and set up a colony. I mean, we're not going to even talk about the possibilities of that yet. No, after all, NASA doesn't even believe it's possible. In fact, get this, did you know that NASA does not even believe that we could put a man on the moon currently?
Yeah.
Weird, huh? Cost too much money, they said.
Oh, it's about money?
It costs too much money. We don't have the technology or the money to do it.
Maybe they need to stop sending money to all these other countries.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, but that's weird. But nope, we're not going to discuss that. Because that was on another podcast we had. That was called Moon Madness, right?
Yes, it was.
That was a much earlier episode. But the week Apollo 11 anniversary, that's right. That was during the 11 anniversary.
Right.
We dug a little deeper and found some very interesting things.
We did.
Yep. You look at the evidence and it's amazing what you can see. But here is what our story is about tonight. In the 1950s. German-turned-American scientist Wernher von Braun, yes, that's him, the Nazis' leading rocket man, wrote a science fiction novel called The Mars Project.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I did not.
It takes place in the then-distant 1980. I was a freshman in high school. And features human colonists on Mars, whose leader uses the title Elon.
Elon.
A title. Elon. Not the name, but a title. More like a captain or commander, right?
Okay.
So, as in, you know, we're talking about the SpaceX billionaire and guy who wants to get us to Mars. So he took off with it. Like you said, you had that picture of him.
Yeah.
Well, he actually played along with it, you know, because Toby Lee had tweeted at the time, it was on Twitter, he had tweeted, he said, speaking about destiny, did you know that von Braun's 1953 book, Mars Project, referenced a person named Elon that would bring humans to Mars? Pretty nuts, he said. But actually, it wasn't a person, like we pointed out. It
right.
was a characteristic or a position. So Elon actually said, hey, is this weird? Is this real? Are we sure this is real? So Elon actually tweeted back to this guy. And then, as you can see, what the plot was about here. We can read just a little bit of that. In the 1950s, the proposed title of Elon had no particular significance. It was likely derived from the Hebrew name Elon, which means oak tree, and signifies great knowledge and wisdom. Now, with the news of Elon Musk's plans, people are wondering if this could just be a coincidence. There are no connections between Von Braun and Musk, who was born in 71 in Pretoria, the son of a Canadian and South African. He taught himself computer programming by the age of 12 and earned university degrees at the University of Pennsylvania and Wharton School of Business. I read that because I thought it was interesting that he taught himself how to program computers at the age of 12.
Sounds familiar.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so what else do we have in common here? And real it is, although as one Twitter user pointed out, Elon, referred to by Von Braun in the book, isn't the name of the person, but rather the name of a position, something like an elected meritocratic president. So here he is tweeting that, you could see in the article. Well, so coincidences happen, Elon said. But Elon isn't the most common name these days. But baby name site Nameberry says it's Hebrew named, meaning oak tree. So we said that earlier. Mm-hmm. That was just a repeat of what was tweeted there. So we do have just a short video here. I think it's about 5 minutes. And this is from Elon himself talking about whether or not, talking about his desire to go to Mars and how that's, you know, in his mind, what that means.
I think this is just an incredibly important thing for the future of life itself. I call it the defensive reason or the life insurance reason. Well, that's one part of it, which is that there's always some chance that something could go wrong on Earth. The dinosaurs are not around anymore. So, there could be some calamity that we do ourselves in, or there's a natural disaster. Now, I'm naturally an optimist, so I think the probability of that is low, but it is not zero. And eventually, the sun will expand. It might take a few hundred million years, so don't hold your breath. But eventually, the sun will expand and destroy all life. So for those who really care about not just the humans, but all the life on Earth, it is very important, essential, that over the long term, that we become a multi-planet species and ultimately even go beyond the solar system and bring life with us. And, you know, we are life stewards, life's guardians. They, you know, the creatures that we love can't build spaceships, but we can, and we can bring them with us. And I think that's pretty important, you know, for those that care about the environment and care about all the creatures on Earth. So that's like the I would say like the defensive or the life insurance reason for life collectively, but there's also an inspiring reason, which is that life can't just be about solving problems. There have to be things that inspire you, that move your heart, that make you glad to be when you wake up in the morning. You're excited about the future and going out there and being a multi-planet species and being a space-faring civilization and making science fiction, not fiction forever. I think that's one of those things. You know, I think that's what fires me up the most, is like, let's go out there and find out what this universe is all about. You know, are there other species out there? You know, hopefully we want to go find out what the heck's going on. What is going on? I mean, how do we get here? What's the meaning of life? 42, but what's the question? You know, if we go out there and we explore the galaxy, ultimately, then we can find out some of these questions. And it would just be very exciting to do that. And something we can all look forward to. And even, you know, whether somebody chooses to go or not, I think, you know, vicariously we can all go there. Just like with Apollo, where, you know, only a handful of people went to the moon. But in a sense, we all went there. Humanity went there. And so even if somebody doesn't choose to go themselves, I think vicariously through others, they will go, they will understand, they will experience the universe. I think that's incredibly fundamental to an exciting future. And that's why we're doing this.
All right, that was more from Elon Musk talking about how it really does excite him, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Like he was like, you could see he thrives on advancement. To build a company like Starlink, to build a company like SpaceX, to build a company like the Boring Company of all things.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people don't know about. It's a tunneling company for high-speed travel and to alleviate the travel congestion on our highways and byways and even airways by having these underground tunnels. So, you know, listen and watch for that at some point, sometime. But anyway, I was just doing a little bit more research on NASA here, and we do have a documentary that someone did. I can't remember the company that produced it, but it is out there, called NASA Going Nowhere for
yes
since 1958. Yeah.
Yes, we NASA have that on our documentaries nowhere. Page.
Okay, under the Rumble channel.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. NASA mm-hmm. Going Nowhere since 1958. And in that video, NASA astronauts are saying that we simply cannot go any further than low Earth orbit. That's just what they're saying. So without trying to make any crazy claims here, let's just have a little common sense for a second, okay? I'm sorry to do this to you. I'm just like, I'm not trying to talk to you like a kindergartner here, but this should be simple. And if you don't get this, and if you call me a conspiracy theorist after this, then you are a kindergartner, right? Because this is simple here. Listen to this. If NASA says we simply cannot go any further than low Earth orbit, which is around 1,200 miles, okay, above the Earth, then how could we have gone to the moon at 228,000 miles away from the Earth?
It's a good question.
Why would they say that? Why would current NASA scientists, astronauts, say that if we can just get past Earth's lower orbit, we can go to some really great places like the moon and Mars? What? Okay. I told you at the beginning of the program we weren't going to actually discuss whether or not going to Mars and having a colony on there is possible. Well, the first thing they'll have to resolve here is NASA saying we can't go beyond low Earth's orbit. Is NASA saying we can't because they just don't want to pay for it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because if we went to the moon, we went past it.
I think there are some people who are not willing to risk their bodies either, though.
Well, right. When they originally said in the 1960s, we're going to the moon, and it will subject the body to something that it's never been subjected to at speeds it's never been subjected at, what, Mach 10 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unpredictable. And going through those Van Allen radiation belts is going to be virtually impossible. But if they make it through there, then they should be able to get back on course and make it out to the moon. But to get through there was not advisable, and back then the most dangerous thing in the world to do, until that period of time that we went. And then all of a sudden everybody said, ah, nah, it's not that dangerous. And then after we went several times, I guess, right, several times, and left all our crap up there, after we went several times and then we didn't go again, it was really dangerous again.
Yeah.
It was back to dangerous. Van Allen belts can't be. Like right now. They said, we can't go past those.
So which is it, people?
The Van Allen belts are the high radiation belts that are
surround the Earth.
Between us and the moon.
Right.
Yeah. After the 1,243 miles above the Earth is about when they start, I believe.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. The lies of all those conspiracy theorists out there. Not the government, of course. The government's telling you the truth, 100%. Government, we love the government, worked for the government. We know the government's never going to lie to us.
So what do you think about the one person who tweeted about Elon just sending his robots instead?
I think it's a good idea. And we also want to just cover that Elon is for the humans. Elon is for the humans over AI. The reason that he took his AI away from his former partner at Google, Larry Page, is because he didn't want it used in a bad way against mankind or against humans, and he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Elon's trying to save humanity here, actually, in a way, and he's for the humans. So what I think about that person is that's a good tweet, that's a good idea, send the robots, but then it still wouldn't be that manned flight. Right. And why send robots to Mars? The purpose is to give us a new space to live in.
Like, that's, we don't have enough room on the planet.
Right, we don't. We're running out. It's not sustainable at this population growth, right? Scientists tell us that if we keep growing like this, we will all be dead.
Well, you know, if the government would stop reserving land for nothing.
Oh, like the millions and millions of acres of national parks.
Grasslands and parks and, yeah.
That are used for nothing?
That are used for nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
While people crowd together in these streets 60 stories high or more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that's for another day.
So I do have some music for
you. Have that song, and watch out, people. It's the end of the world with Tom McDonald and John Rich.
I know the end is near, the television telling lies. I know for sure the revolution won't be televised. I know that we've been waiting patiently for better times. We fell asleep and men are blind, can't recognize it's genocide. Feel like the bomb about to drop out of the clouds. Another virus going airborne, go hide inside your house. Farmers watching crops die, they drying up with droughts. Angry people forming crowds, trying to burn the cities down. This is Armageddon, martial law for our protection. I talked to God, but it's long distance and I lost reception. Forest fires and oil spills are the awful lessons. I'm just waiting for the devil to take over heaven. This is biblical, I swear it's in the Bible. We keep killing one another and we dying for survival. We used to fight for peace, we put our flowers in their rifles. Now we're about to be extinct, every man, woman, and child.
If it's the end of the world, I will do better next time. Oh yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know it. If it's the end of the world, I know that I have lived my life to the fullest. Yeah, the fullest. Stood on top of mountains, we've been to space before. We had our dogs and houses, we dug up dinosaurs. We built those bombs they're dropping, we fought in all their wars. Now that the sky's falling, what did we do it for?
Feels like the end is near, our freedom's disappearing. People playing God, call it genetic engineering. Media misleading us and evils interfering. While the government we need became the power that we're fearing. Our billionaires are going to space, don't blame them for leaving. Birds are falling out the air, fish washing up on our beaches. This is end times, humans got a deadline. Children are the future till we ruin them with headlines. Should be past their bedtime, but everyone's woke. They told us chase a dollar that made everyone broke. I feel like cryptocurrency is probably our last financial hope. Soon enough the government will leave your bank account froze. Judgment day is coming, you can run or you can stand and fight. Panic in the dark or lead rebellions by the candlelight. This ain't your granddaddy's planet Earth, it's black and white. The end is coming, I'll see y'all
if
in the afterlife.
It's the end of the world, I will do better next time. Oh yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know it. If it's the end of the world, the mountains, we've been to space before. We had our dogs and houses, we dug up dinosaurs. We built those bombs they're dropping, we fought in all their wars. Now that the sky's falling, what did we do it for? It's the end of the world as we know it. It's our fault that it's over. While we look down at our phones, they'll drop a bomb from a drone, then an explosion. We should have known it. We stood on top of mountains, we've been to space before. We had our dogs and houses, we dug up dinosaurs. We built those bombs they're dropping.
So that was a good video. I love it. But you brought up a good point when we were off camera there, or off the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I asked you about those, you know, we've got a live Mars camera, you know that. I was thinking, maybe we could just turn on the Mars cam, because you could go to YouTube, you know, that great sensational video site that everybody loves. Anyway, so you can go to this YouTube thing, and you can type in live Mars camera, and you can actually see Mars live. And Andy brought up a good point.
I can't imagine any camera working in that temperature.
Yeah, like, or even on the moon.
Let alone, like you were saying, how does it stay charged?
Yeah, who's giving it a charge? Who's keeping it charged? Is it plugged in all the time? Like, what's it plugged into? Or is it sun? Is it solar? Here, let's check the temperature. What's the temperature on Mars? How much sun is it? Okay. Yeah, it's, negative 220 degrees Fahrenheit? Yeah, okay. All right. But it can get up to 70. Oh, yeah, okay. So it can get up to 70 degrees, but it gets pretty darn cold, like 225 below zero.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So when these cameras... Okay, the average temperature on the moon when it's cold, when the sun is not out,
mm-hmm.
it's like negative 180. And when the sun is out, it's 240.
Yeah.
So you either... totally fried or
totally frozen because there's no atmosphere.
So I asked Giggle, you know, your favorite search engine. Not did you notice I hate big companies? Oh, I love big companies. I love the government. I love the big companies. Yeah. Okay, did you notice, let me ask the question here as we close out, because we're right at an hour here. So how cold was it when the astronauts were working on the moon? I asked this Giggle thing, and it said that it was, 248 degrees during the day and minus 292. Well, hold on. That just says the temperatures. We got to find out how cold it was or how, yeah, I didn't ask the question right. What was the temperature on the moon while the astronauts were working? That's what I asked the first time. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Remember the range was like negative 200 to positive 200?
Right.
Okay. So, that's normal. However,
mm-hmm.
it just so happened on July 20th to 21st, 1969, it was negative 9 to 44. So, that wasn't a bad day, really. Negative 9, you can hack negative 9. If you got a cold suit on, right? And up to 44 degrees. That's kind of, oh, whew, finally warmed up for the day. You know, it's 44. I can go negative 9 to 44. But how'd they get it right then? Negative 9 to 44 on
how'd
that day.
How'd they find the good day to land?
Yeah. No, they knew. Because of all the scientific equipment they had. And all the formulas they had. And the algorithms. And all of the calculations that they all threw away. They threw
everything away.
They just threw
except
away.
For the whole... mission control.
Well, I think they actually recreated that whole thing. It looks like a movie studio is like rebuilt, you know, like plastic computers in there and stuff.
Yeah, we weren't going to get into this.
But no, okay. No, we're not talking about whether or not they actually went to the moon, but the astronauts at NASA are saying that they just need to get past low Earth orbit in order to be able to someday get to the moon and Mars. And that's going to do it for this edition of Truman's Matrix, a podcast built around the craziest headlines around the world, a production of Digging Deeper Media, owned by Hale Multimedia. You can find Digging Deeper with Brian Hale on your favorite podcast network, or visit all of our podcasts under one roof at diggingdeeper.us. And one more thing.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.